Hey guys, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Thanks so much for pressing the download button on today's podcast. Got a great one. It is all about the CrossFit Team Series. It hasn't started yet, but people are starting to hype it up like crazy. I'm going to talk about what I did this weekend, what is coming up for me. I've got a crazy busy next couple of months, and I'm excited to share that all with you guys. Just announced yesterday that I'm going to be going to California. I'll talk about that more in just a little bit, but first, got to give a huge shout out and, you know, got to give a huge some love to one of the biggest sponsors on our podcast, the Ben Smith Blueprint and CrossFit Krypton. Man, they have been a sponsor of this podcast since day number one, since episode, I believe, number two or three. But man, they're absolutely incredible. I love Chuck and Kim. I love Ben and that whole Smith family. They have been one of the biggest supporters of not only my CrossFit career, but of this podcast. And I can't thank them enough for supporting me. But guys, Ben Smith has this thing where he has been tracking his programming for the last 10 years. And he has an opportunity for you guys to train just like him. He's been to the CrossFit Games 9 straight years. He has been on the podium 4 times. He has won it all once. And he has only come outside the top 11 one time. And that was his first games back in 2008. But man, what a great opportunity. Guys, go check that out, the Ben Smith Blueprint. You guys can get direct programming from Ben Smith himself. It's very affordable. If you guys want to get that every single month, go over there and check it out. Ben Smith Blueprint on Instagram and, of course, at CrossFitKrypton.com. Guys, what a week it has been for me, for for the podcast, for everything coming up. I'm really excited to say that it's been a very, very good week. I just had Team Grit this past weekend. Thank you so much for CrossFit Oyster Point for putting that on in Newport News. It was in a three-venue type of situation. It was at a community center in Newport News, and they had three events going on at the same time. Then finally, they had the finals going on at once. I love that event. They do it during the winter. So back in January, they're going to have another event. Hopefully, I'll be able to make it out for that event as well. But they also have sometimes during the summer months and stuff like that. But thanks so much for CrossFit Oyster Point for welcoming us out there. And, of course, welcoming me as the Big Red Express to MC that event. It's a fun event. They take care of the athletes. They take care of their volunteers and judges. And if you're not maybe an athlete or a volunteer, or you're not an athlete, you don't want to compete, guys, volunteer or judge these competitions all over the place. Got a crazy, crazy month coming up this weekend. I've got the Fit Kid Classic at CrossFit Chesapeake. Excited to be running the mic there again. I believe this is my second or third year in a row I'm doing this, man. It's always one of the more fun events. I love watching the kids compete. They've got so much energy, and I really try to feed off that as much as possible, and I love doing it. I love the folks over at CrossFit Chesapeake. They've been so big, a big part of this podcast, and they've been such great supporters of myself and my MC career and my CrossFit career just in general over the past 2 or 3 years. So huge, huge shout out to CrossFit Chesapeake and the people over there. If you guys are in town, hop on over to CrossFit Chesapeake. Events start at 9 o'clock. They're going to be running for most of the day. So come on over to CrossFit Chesapeake. RX Pro Shop's going to be there. Burrito Perdido's going to be there, man. All the Big Red Express sponsors are going to be there. It is an event that you will not want to miss. If you've never seen a kids CrossFit competition, man, be ready to be entertained, because these kids put on a show for everyone. It's one of my favorite events to do during the year, and I'm excited to be back on the mic for that event. Coming up in September for me, I got a weekend off. I'm working a lot at the radio station on Labor Day weekend. But man, right after Labor Day weekend, it goes full force. I got the USAF Functional Fitness National Championships in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That's right. On the 9th, I am hopping on a plane, or on the 8th, I'm hopping on a plane. The 9th and 10th is the event. I'm heading out to Colorado Springs. The first time I've ever been to Colorado. I'm excited to be a part of the first ever national championships of functional fitness. Just really trying to get functional fitness into the Olympics and much, much more. So I'm excited about that event. The following weekend, I got a very busy weekend for Are You Fit? At the Virginia Beach Oceanfront, man. I've been there the last 3 years. It was one of my first events ever as a CrossFit MC. And I'm excited to be back there, and it's really a cool sight to see. Hopefully they're going to be doing the exact same setup as last year. This year, they are still having that 5K run. They are still having a weightlifting competition, but they're actually adding a powerlifting meet. So very, very cool things going on for RU Fit the night. I believe that's the 16th and 17th that weekend. And I'm super excited to be a part of that for the third straight year. Another than right after that, the next weekend, I head to Raleigh and CrossFit Embark for Super Fit Apex. And man, it's one of my favorite events. I love CrossFit Embark. It is loaded to the gills. They got one of the top teams in the region. Always a big, big crowd and a big, big fan base that shows up for that event. And it was exciting. Last year, we had that really bad hurricane. I think it was Matthew that came through. Hopefully it doesn't happen this year. We're hoping for great weather, but I remember just the entire day how crazy, nuts it was just with the rain falling. I mean, I had to drive up to Richmond to go see Katie afterwards, and it was absolutely incredible. It was a fun event, but hopefully, fingers crossed, the weather stays a lot better than it was last year. Right after that, the next weekend, I head up to Superfit DC up in the DC area. I believe that's at Trident CrossFit. I believe there are still tickets available. If you want to compete, go on over to the Superfit Facebook page or superfitgames.com and find out all that information. We'd love to see you there. I got some friends that are competing. That's another competition that has got tons and tons of great field. The competitors are absolutely incredible. The athletes show up in numbers. One of the biggest events during the year, and I'm excited to go back there to Trident CrossFit for Super Fit DC, one of my favorite events during the year as well. Right after that, I believe I got a week off. We're still in negotiations with another event in the first weekend in October. Got a weekend off right after that. But then in October, this is the last event I'm going to kind of plug, actually second to last. Kind of go through in October. Like I said, my schedule's busy. I'm going to do my best to get a podcast episode every single week, whether I'm on the road or at home or video blog. You know, make sure you guys are paying attention. Click that subscribe button so you guys can get every episode. No matter when I drop it, it'll be right on your phone and mobile device. But we go out to California for the first time in my career, heading out to the IF3, the International Functional Fitness Federation World Championships. That's right. You guys can go check that out. If you guys are out in the California area, if you guys are out there, it's going to be located in Concord, California. I'm excited. I'm flying into San Francisco on the 20th and going to be there for the weekend and coming back on that Monday. I cannot be more excited about this. It's 2 months away, and I am just on cloud nine. I booked my flight today. I am ready to go, and I cannot wait to get to California and to get kind of, you know, just for all these opportunities that I'm being able to get, and it's through CrossFit and through the MC, and honestly, I wouldn't be here. You guys know my story of how I started. I was super overweight, and how I kind of lost all that weight, and how Ben Smith and his family kind of took me under their wing and helped me get to where I am. If it wasn't for them, no way. There's no chance that I would be doing what I'm doing. There's no way that I'd be emceeing. There's no way that I'd be doing CrossFit. There's no way I'd be doing this podcast for your enjoyment every single week. So I thank you guys for listening. I thank the Smiths so much. I owe the Smiths my life. I owe Ben my life and so much of my life. And my career and what I'm doing is because of what he started and what he did for me 5 years ago. That if you want to know my story, head on over to RobbieVoglo.com. There's a full blog kind of telling you my story and all that as well. Guys, that's going to do it for kind of what's up for me. Okay, after California, I go up to Maryland. Super Fit Bel Air, cannot wait to go. But man, you guys are tired of me talking about what I got coming up. Hope to see you guys at all those events. If you can make it out to California, see you there. If you can make it out to Colorado Springs, hope to see you there. But if not, if you're here locally in the Hampton Roads area, I hope to see you at all the events that I'm doing. If you missed any of them, click the go back button and play that again. We're going to jump right into kind of the team series hype. A lot of the things we're going to play, some of my favorite voicemails and conversations that Dave Castro has had with some CrossFit Games athletes. We're going to play some of those and much, much more. But got to give a huge shout out to another business that has really been with us since the very beginning as well. Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station right across from the Hardee's in Great Bridge, Virginia, man. They've got some of the best California burrito Southwest food that in the Hampton Roads area. It is one of Hampton Roads is, I think, hidden gems, even though people don't, I don't know if it's really hidden that much. I think a lot of people know about it. But if you are anywhere within driving distance of the Hampton Roads area of Great Bridge, Virginia, you need to head on over there, get on 64, get on 264, hop off the bypass, and head to Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road. They've got tacos, burritos, chimichangas, quesadillas, mini California burritos, man. They got everything and anything. Go check them out at on Facebook at Burrito Perdido. Just search them. They're on Twitter. And, of course, they are on Instagram, burrito.perdido on Instagram as well, guys. And also got to give a huge shout out to RX Pro Shop, who's going to be at a lot of the events that I'm coming up to. So you guys will not want to, you guys got to make sure you guys show some love to RX Pro Shop. They got the largest selection of stance socks in all of Hampton Roads and pretty much one of the biggest selections in all of the East Coast. So make sure you guys go check them out. They're located in front of CrossFit Chesapeake. I will be there on Saturday. And I'll be repping everything that I get at CrossFit Chesapeake and RX Pro Shop. So go check them out on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. Guys, we're going to get right into this. The CrossFit Games team series, as the CrossFit kind of atmosphere picks up, the games kind of have winded down. The next thing on the horizon, other than the CrossFit Invitational, which really hasn't been announced too much, is the CrossFit Team Series. This year, for the first time, doing pairs. And I think one of the biggest things, and some of the things that I'm really just going to talk about, is the hype going into it. Dave Castro has released videos, texting conversations, and much, much more of what he's been able to do and trying to find himself a partner. The likes of Rich Froning, Matt Frazier, Dan Bailey, Sarah Sigmund's daughter, Brooke Wells. The list goes on and on. Camila Blanc-Bazinet. We're going to play the conversation and the Skype conversation that he had with Brooke Wells and Dan Bailey, if you guys missed those. And, of course, Sarah Sigmund's daughter as well. So make sure you guys stick around here in just a couple minutes. Going to be playing all three of those in succession. So you guys will not want to miss out on this. That very funny, you know, you can say what you want about Dave Castro. You can say, you know, you don't like him. You don't like what he programs, all that stuff. But man, what he's doing right now is very entertaining. And it's one of the coolest things. And honestly, one of the funniest things that he's doing, in my opinion. And I think it's great. He's almost making fun of himself, and in terms, he's making it entertaining for everyone else to listen. Big props to Dave Castro for even considering doing something like this, to get people interested. You guys want more information about the team series that's going to be happening September 20th through October 2nd. It's all about the twos, two-person teams. We'll take on two sets of workouts over 2 weeks, and it starts in a month, just over a month, or just under a month. And if you guys have any questions, we will post the link to the CrossFit Team Series on our Facebook page right when this episode releases. Probably around, you know, this episode's releasing at noon on a Wednesday. We're going to post it at noon on the Wednesday. So make sure you guys go check out all the stuff that you need to know about the CrossFit Team Series is there. Who do you think are going to be the best teams? We've seen some athletes out there, and, you know, Cody Anderson, Christian Lucero, so many athletes out there, but only there's one athlete that you guys may not know does CrossFit who had a very interesting take about his CrossFit series team coming up.
I can't believe you got Lindsay Valenzuela to the party. How's anybody going to compete?
Have to look like Lindsay.
That's tough. You know who asked me to be his partner? Castro.
What?
I almost puked when he asked me. Why would I ever be Dave Castro's partner for anything in life?
I got the greatest idea. What's up? Team series.
We got
partners, all right? You, me, we take out everybody, including you and Lindsay. Huh? You in?
I'm in, baby.
All right. Yes.
Looks like Lindsay's don't stand a chance. Me and Josh G gonna run the town.
So that's what it was. Seth Rollins and Joshy G. Joshy G has been on the podcast before. He has told he's talked about how he trains Cesaro, Sheamus, Bayley, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, so many WWE superstars. It's going to be Seth Rollins and Joshy G taking on the field. And man, I got my money on those two. Joshy G, one of the fittest MCs, one of the fittest athletes in CrossFit, that may not be a CrossFit Games athlete, but man, he is absolutely incredible. And if you guys want to go check that out, that's via Joshy G's Instagram at Joshy G will tag. And we've reposted that video as well. So make sure you guys go over to big_Reddit_Express if you want to find out more. But enough of me. Here are the three, my top three conversations that Dave Castro's had with CrossFit Games athletes, asking them to be his partners. Sound a little bit like this.
Hey, Brooke.
What's up?
What are you doing? Are you sleeping?
No, just watching TV.
What are you watching?
Bachelor in Paradise.
Who are you with?
Aspen.
Hi, Aspen.
Hi.
Where are you guys?
Tulsa.
Tulsa? Doing what? Just relaxing after the games?
Yeah, not doing anything. We actually, we got a spa today.
Oh, cool. That sounds relaxing.
Yeah.
So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Would you be interested in doing the team series with me?
With you? With... Absolutely not. I'm trying to win.
Aw, oh, come on. Darn it. Who are you going to do it with?
Maybe my twin.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I think the community would love to see that. Well, okay. I'm going to have to find someone else then. Aspen, are you interested in doing the team series with me?
Hey, bro.
What's up?
What's it going to take for an athlete like you to do the team series with an athlete like me?
Do the team series with you?
Yeah. You find that funny? What? I'm not joking. I'm serious. I hate you, Dan Bailey. I hate you.
I love you, brother. But...
Dick. Yes, she's going to say yes. She's going to say yes. She's going to say yes. Hi, Sarah. Hey, I was wondering if you'd be interested in being on my team series team this year.
I really like to, but I'm not good. I mean, you're a really good person, and I like you as a person, but sorry, you're just not good enough.
Oh, man. How about this, Sarah? I know all the workouts.
Sorry, that's not enough. It's not going to make up for being on a team with you, sorry.
Well, can we still be friends?
Yeah, we're best friends.
All right. I don't know about you, but those were hilarious. Man, when Dave Castro posted for the first time, and he's had a couple, you know, couple more where he kind of did this long, drawn-out discussion with Rich Froning, who he sent a text to, and, of course, Matt Frazier and all that jazz. But, man, it's been so cool. Probably my best response, probably my most favorite one, is when he asked Katrin to – to be his partner for the team series, and she said, yes – I would love for you to be a part of our team for team series. Annie and I could definitely use people or someone to carry our bags, make our meals, and so much more. That would be awesome. That just kind of cracked me up. I would have loved to have seen a video of her saying that and kind of the way that he reacted, the way she reacted, and so much more. But guys, I'm excited about the CrossFit team series. The more information that we get over the next couple weeks, that's what's going to be coming up. We're going to be talking about the workouts when they get announced. We're going to be breaking down the workouts, what we think. And then, of course, when more and more teams become available, we'll be posting them on our Facebook. Who is your favorite team so far that's established themselves as the CrossFit team series? And what kind of teams would you like to see? Is there a dream team out there that you would love to see, a dream duo, a Ben Smith, a Rich Froning together, maybe a Matt Frazier and a Rich Froning, maybe a Matt Frazier and a Ben Smith? Talk to us and let us know in the comments below. and let us know on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, what is your dream team for the CrossFit Team Series? If you had to pick two athletes to be on a team for the CrossFit Team Series, it could be it could be male-female, it could be male-male, female-female. You tell me what your dream team would be for the CrossFit Team Series. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. Until next time, until next Wednesday, I'm going to say sayonara. See, please be careful in everything that you do. Have a great rest of the week. Don't forget to go like us on Facebook at The Big Red Express. We are doing a giveaway, giving away a $50 Reebok or $50 Rogue gift card. All the details are on our Facebook page at The Big Red Express. Make sure you guys hop on over to our Facebook page for an opportunity to win a $50 gift card to Reebok or Rogue. Who the heck would not want that? I'm going to be doing that giveaway on Friday at 8 o'clock, so make sure you guys are staying tuned for that as well. Guys, so much. I hope to see you this Saturday at CrossFit Chesapeake for the CrossFit Kids Fit Kid Classic for the third straight year. Excited to be there once again. Guys, thanks so much. Have a great week, and we will catch you next week.